This is a CHY News Update. What says Nanaimo more than a giant sign spelling out the name in the middle of Mapheo Sun Park? The Nanaimo sign was first installed in 2021 for community members and tourists to get photos with the sign and Sualana Lagoon as their backdrop. Each of the letters stands 5 feet tall and are painted white, except for the O, which features a rainbow design made up of 15 colored segments. While the O was originally painted to represent diversity and inclusion in the city, the O has been vandalized several times, most recently painted entirely white. Last year, the O was spray painted with black paint reading No WEF, referring to a conspiracy theory that the colors of the O are connected to the World Economic Forum, or WEF. The city of Nanaimo has discredited any claims associated with the design of the O. City Councilor Paul Manley came to CHY to talk about the city now looking at redesigning the O and clearing up any misinformation around what the O currently represents.
The current design of the O is it's about inclusivity. And that diversity, inclusivity, you know, different colors, different spectrums, different people in our community. We have a very diverse community. We have people from all over the world that live in Nanaimo. We're a multicultural society, and we've seen Nanaimo change in a lot of ways that I think are very positive. And so that's what the O represents.
While the O wasn't originally designed to represent it, the 15 colors on the O resemble the circle rainbow logo of the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which has 17 different colors in it. The Sustainable Development Goals, which was first established in 2015, are supported by all UN member states, a variety of civil society organizations, and NGOs like the WEF.
But if it did match the Sustainable Development Goals, I don't understand what the problem would be. Because, you know, when you look at what the Sustainable Development Goals represent, you know, access to nutritious food, access to education, access to healthcare, ensuring that we have access to clean water, that we protect the biodiversity around us, that we protect the ocean, the biosphere that we rely on for life. All of the things that are represented in the Sustainable Development Goals are all things that we should be striving towards.
Manley says the original design of the O came from a submission from the community when the city did a call out for a new art design for Mapheo Sun Park.
So it was the artist that chose those color swatches, and it represents diversity and inclusivity. And so that was the design that was picked.
At the council meeting on May 26, Nanaimo City Council voted 6-3 in support of directing staff to commission a new design for the O through the city's urban design roster. Currently, the sign is hand-painted with a clear top coat. City staff say they are still evaluating more cost-effective methods for placing the new design, such as using adhesive decals. The last full repainting of the sign was undertaken by hand in 2023 at the cost of $4,097, which was covered by the city's operating budget. Manley says he voted in favor of redesigning the O, as he thinks refreshing public art is always a good idea.
And I always think a refresh is good, and we'll see some other ideas that come forward for filling in the O. And I think that a lot of those ideas are going to reflect the diversity of our community as well. Like I like the idea of actually filling in all the different letters, and maybe we'll get some interesting designs from Sunanamo or Sunanawis or, you know, other members of the community that want to reflect how they see the community, right?
The city will now look at switching up the designs of the O annually or biannually to highlight different artists and art styles. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.